We read yesterday about Jonah Lehrer's resignation from The New Yorker following his admission that he published fabricated Bob Dylan quotes in his best-selling book, Imagine. Jonah was the very first guest on Word of Mouth's pilot broadcast in March of 2008. His book, Proust Was a Neuroscientist, was praised for turning complex scientific theories into accessible prose. Jonah was then 26, dubbed the next big thing, and he was living in Concord. We caught up with him a few times as he moved on to Boston and then L.A. and his star rose. He wrote a science and culture column for Wired, was a frequent guest on Radiolab, joined the TED speaker circuit, and was hired by The New Yorker. We decided not to interview him last spring when he published Imagine, a book which used neuroscience to help explain creative genius. By then, Jonah was no longer our find, and the book was an immediate bestseller and getting plenty of attention. Jonah Lehrer cannot be welcoming that attention today. Last month, he was accused of the curious crime of self-plagiarism, and yesterday, he acknowledged making things up. Journalist and admitted Bob Dylan obsessive Michael Moynihan pinned Jonah down to verify Dylan quotes featured in Imagine. Moynihan wrote about the exchange in an article published yesterday in Tablet magazine. Over a series of weeks, Lehrer stonewalled, misled, and ultimately lied to Moynihan about having been given access to archival footage by Dylan's manager. It was, according to a statement released Monday by Jonah Lehrer, a lie spoken in a moment of panic. This is a terrifically sad situation, New Yorker editor David Remnick told the Associated Press. I was also saddened and noticed a similar sentiment on Facebook and Twitter. Yes, of course, there was plenty of snark, but also a level of empathy for a popular guy who became a kind of entrepreneur of ideas. I can imagine the hounds nipping at the heels of a young writer under pressure to produce content worthy of his reputation. But why feel disappointment rather than rage? That's what I asked on Facebook. Do creative people empathize with this panic? My friend and colleague Sean Carberry, currently risking his life to report from Afghanistan for NPR, was not so forgiving. Panicked, he wrote. He panicked after he got called out for making stuff up, so not much of an excuse there. Michelle Aldridge of Guarlingo asked if Lehrer is getting off easy because he's a favorite of the Wired, New Yorker, Radiolab crowd, and that he resembles a large number of the journalists and readers who are writing about him. Michael Curtis posted this. There's no coming back from such a fall from grace. He not only lessens himself in the eyes of those who had come to believe that he was reliable and credible, he lessens his readers for believing in him. Therein lies the real tragedy. We have no way of predicting the future of Jonah Lehrer. He lied to us, but maybe it's who he lied about that was the bigger offense. His subject, Bob Dylan. If Lehrer had quoted Donovan, he'd have gotten away with it, tweeted Politico's Dylan Byers. Another proposed that a writer fabricating Dylan quotes is like a preacher making up Bible quotes. There's just no way that the congregation is going to let it fly. Or in a remarkably meta and rather funny comment by NHPR's Brady Carlson, I think it was Bob Dylan who said, never make up quotes in the age of the internet. Something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. And so
something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You have many contacts among the lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway. They already expect you to all give a check to tax-deductible charity organizations. You've been with the professors and they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Sword swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself and then he clicks his high heels. And without further notice, he asks you how it feels. And he says, here is your throat back. Thanks for the loan. And you know something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Now, you see this one-eyed midget shouting the word now. And you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, what does this mean? And he screams back, you're a cow. Give me some milk or else go home. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Into the room like a camel and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones. 'Cause something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you?